What happens after fire scorches the tundra? And what follows when carbon that's been locked away for millennia gets released? Currently, a group of scientists is camping 50 miles north of Bethel, attempting to answer these questions. I talked with one scientist for whom the research is personal, because it means coming home.
I didn't sleep very well before I came here. I was very excited to come back.
Jasmine Gill grew up in Bethel. Her mom is from Kwikluk, and she has family in the region.
They live in Kwikluk and Akichuk. I also have extended relatives out in the coast.
When she was 10, Jasmine moved to Sitka, where her parents still live. Last spring, she graduated from University of Alaska Anchorage with a degree in natural sciences.
I've been always an outdoors person. And so it felt fitting that what I would do with my life would be something that would keep me outside.
And she stayed outside since graduating, studying humpback whales and songbirds in southeast Alaska, restoring seabird habitat in Hawaii.
And now I'm here in Bethel, back where it all started.
For Jasmine, the outdoors, science, and tradition have all come to intertwine.
I spent my summers at fish camp. I think from that experience, it kind of drew me into science, but not with the idea that I knew solid subjects. It was more, science was told to me through origin story.
Jasmine's mother would tell her stories of the land, of salmon, of how humans affected the animals and systems around them. Only later, as Jasmine continued studying science, would she realize that these stories were as legitimate as the stories she had learned in school.
The cosmology of the Yupik people is quite beautiful, but I think I had to delve into those scientific facts to realize what I learned here is just as important as what's being taught to me in textbooks, but it's structured differently and it's more poetic.
Jasmine and about a dozen recent graduates from across the nation have traveled north of Bethel to Coca Creek to study the massive 2015 wildfire's effects on the permafrost below. By one estimate, twice as much carbon is stored in permafrost as in the atmosphere. Wildfires could release that carbon, creating dramatic and possibly drastic effects on the planet.
It's a carbon bomb waiting to go off.
With the Arctic warming twice as fast as the rest of the globe and the research so close to home, Jasmine feels an urgency with this project.
I'm hoping that we can publish some information or get something out of it that we can share and people can understand the gravity of what's going on.
Jasmine and her team will be in Coca Creek for the next 2 weeks. The research is with the Polaris Project, which invested 8 years in studying the effects of climate change in Siberia. This summer, the project has turned its attention to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. We'll meet up again with Jasmine when she returns from the field. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.